So let me tell you quickly about my story and how this is going to evolve today. I had my first trial. I graduated from the University of Texas School of Law. It did not go so well. And I looked around the courthouse and I saw that other people were doing the same thing I was doing. And I was determined to find out what would work. So I sought out the great trial lawyers in the courthouse that I was in, as in Washington, D.C. at the time. And I realized they were doing something not better than me, but something completely different than what I'd been taught in law school and the litigation books that I had read in law school. And there were just a couple at the time. So I was determined to write textbooks so that people wouldn't make the same mistakes I did. And you will find today from all the speakers that they have a different way of approaching depositions that will forever change the way you walk into a deposition. They're not doing it just better than other people. They are doing it completely different. And it makes a difference because the great lawyers, they have these principles that work. A few might be slightly different, but they are bedrock principles that are not taught in the textbooks, and it's completely different. So I really hope you join us on this journey, and I really think you'll get a lot out of it. So let's talk about my first topic is case strategy. Then Trey Cox is going to come up here and talk to you about the nuts and bolts of a deposition. Then we're going to have a breakout section with Paula Sweeney and Trey and Liz Fraley, who's a professor at Baylor, where we really want you to ask questions either online or in this room. So please feel free to raise your hand, interrupt us. So with that, I'm going to ask the people in the audience here, how many of you have had 10 or more depositions? Okay. And then we've got a few who've had less. All right, this seminar will be perfect. It's geared to all different levels. But ask us the dumbest question you could possibly ask. It's not dumb. And if you've had a lot of experience, please ask those questions as well. We've got a lot to deal with. All right, so I'm going to talk about developing a case strategy. And as I do that, I want you to imagine that you've just been given this case, and your job is in 2 years to prove to a jury how a Major League Baseball player hits a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Right, that's your job. So what would you do? Well, I don't know anything about baseball, so you'd look for an expert. And you'd find that there's an expert at Yale University who's written an entire book on the physics of baseball. And he would tell you how quickly this batter has to hit this baseball. So I've got a couple scratch-offs. I'm going to get our audience involved. So our first question for you is, what's the fastest human muscle the brain can move? I've got a scratch-off. You have a chance to win $500. So anybody, volunteer, there's no wrong answer. That's not fair. So we have our guessing that right. So if you didn't hear her answer, it's the eye, which is perfect. So thank you, Paula, for that. Anyhow, she'll be our third speaker. I will get scratch-offs to the rest of you, so don't worry on different questions I'm going to ask. All right, so you can blink the eye. It's the quickest muscle you can voluntarily move. And you can move it in 150 milliseconds. Right? That's the fastest muscle. That's as quick as you can do it. To hit a baseball, you've got to swing and hit the ball by the time it gets from the mound to the home plate. And that happens in less than 3 blinks of an eye. 350 milliseconds. Right, so how quick is that? I want you with me on the count of three to blink your eyes as fast as you can. So do that on the count of three. One, two, three. All right, let's do that one more time. One, two, three. That's how quick this is happening. I mean, it seems impossible, right? Well, this physicist from Yale broke it all down. And in the first 75 milliseconds, all the batter's brain is doing is the eye is sending signals to the brain to determine how the pitcher is holding the ball. In the next 25 milliseconds, the brain has to decide what kind of pitch is coming. Is it a fastball, a curveball, we're sliders. So where are we?